USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is out at the Capitol. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the personal relationship between President Trump and the National Security Advisor is important.
The view that there's some public discussions about Bolton being on the other side of meeting with the Taliban probably was a bridge too far.
The president announced the ouster in a tweet. The president also noted that he disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions. North Carolina voters are heading to the polls in a special election seen as a bellwether for the 2020 elections. President Trump was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, drumming up support for Republican Dan Bishop, who says,
"The last thing he needs is for the 9th District to send him another Nancy Pelosi clone."
Dan McCready, the Democrat, is trying to position himself as a moderate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A Blue Lives Matter vigil was held on Monday night in New York City. This comes as nine NYPD officers and a retired sergeant have taken their own lives so far this year. Retired NYPD detective Sam Calderon.
You sit in your home by yourself and you have a firearm, or you're in a garage with your car and you decide you want to turn it on and just sit there and close your eyes. Any of these things, because you want the pain to go away. You want all those demons just leave.
The last remaining crew member of a capsized cargo ship off Georgia's coast has been rescued. And regarding that last crew member, U.S. Coast Guard Captain John Reed tells NBC's Today Show,
"They're being checked at the local hospitals, and I have not got word yet on how they're all doing. But to see the last that last crew member come off pretty much under his own power was outstanding."
The Golden Ray ship capsized near the busy Port of Brunswick on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers consider a possible link between height and type 2 diabetes risk. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
This study finds shorter people have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The study looked at more than 2,500 Germans, finding that the risk of the disease fell by 30% for each 3-inch increase in height. The researchers believe the link could be related to lower amounts of liver fat in tall people. The study was published in the journal Diabetologia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two-time World Series champion Johnny Damon discusses his work with the President's Council on Fitness and Nutrition on Fox and Friends. Damon explains why him and other athletes are heading to the White House next week.
I'm going because I'm on the President's Sports Council for Fitness and Nutrition, and Mariano Rivera's on the squad with me, Herschel Walker, Missy May Trainer. So we're going to go. We're going to take care of some great kids. They're going to run around the White House lawn. Hit baseballs, run track, catch footballs, do all this great stuff. I mean, Donald Trump's been amazing on what he does. I mean, these kids would never have the opportunity to go to the White House.
For more news, please remember you can always download the iHeartRadio app. Search for USA Radio News. Have us with you wherever you go. You can also find us on Facebook at USA Radio or online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.